can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the hotline, go to hostinghotline.com, ask your hosting business questions, and we'll get them answered here on the podcast every Tuesday. Don't be shy. Hostinghotline.com, go ask. Today we have a question from Valerie.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my question. So I'm looking for a safe, they have in hotel rooms where a guest can come in and input their own combo every time. And believe it or not, it's not easy to determine that online, and I haven't found what I'm looking for. Thank you.
I loved her attitude.
Thank you. I like it. I like that.
She's so cheerful.
All right. So This is a great question. I especially like this, too, if you are doing shared spaces. Maybe you're on site with your guest. That just gives them that extra feel of security. And, too, it really does mimic a hotel stay. And so Sarah and I always like to, any way that we could mirror what hotels do amenity-wise that's possible in your short-term rental to do that. So what we did is we are going to link to it in the show notes. We went to Amazon because one thing that we love about Amazon is its speed to delivery, but B, I've had always a wonderful experience returning anything to Amazon. They make it really easy. So Valerie, we'll link to the one that we found that's most similar to what you see in hotels at a very affordable price. Also less than $150. And again, try it, test it, make sure you like it. But again, for the return policy, I like it. So if it's not up to speed with what you want, you can return it very easily. But before we install a safe, just like anything, we want to talk logistics. We think it's a great idea, but it is going to come along with a few extra responsibilities for you and a few extra responsibilities for your team. So here are the things that you should consider.
Let's think about guest communication, guidebook instructions. Whether your guidebooks are digital or they are physical or both, clearly explain how to use the safe and definitely include photos. Bonus, if you could include a video and you could host it on Vimeo or a private YouTube so that you can walk your guests through how to use it, that you're going to let guests know if there's a default code or how to set a personal one. You might think it's easy once you get to read the instructions and you have time and space. But remember, a guest wants to throw their stuff in there, lock it up, and leave. So the more we can meet them where they're at, make it very easy to understand how to use it, the better experience they're going to have.
Yeah, because I don't know if you're all like me, but like when I go to the spa and they show me like, okay, you just put your number in, and then I
always
ring. I meant to have them come and help me open it. It's just like,
you guys, Annette and I were working in Florida, and this exact thing happened where The lady came in and shared with Annette how to use the save.
Literally, she turned around and I like blanked on it.
She did. Everyone in the spa was like trying to show Annette like how to use it.
And it happens every time. It's like the retention of it is like, it happens every time. I'm not proud of this. It just is what it is. And we're going to move on from it. So do anticipate some additional guest communication. Next is a liability. You want to make sure that you have signage in or something in your guide saying, hey, I'm not responsible if you leave personal items here. Of course, if you find them, you're going to try to mail them back. But you do want to put something liability-wise on if they leave it, forget it, what happens
next. Whether it's in a safe or not.
Yeah. Helps set clear expectations, protecting you too. One thing that you need to consider that a lot of times we probably haven't even thought twice about because these are in hotels is where are you going to mount it and place it? Because that's the point of the save is mounting it. So if someone comes in, were to break in, they aren't just able to remove it. They are heavier than you think and they need to be securely mounted. So it's like, what's it going to be bolted to? What's a safe height? Like you need to make sure all of your guests can get to it. Can you open up the door without obstruction? So you just have to really kind of think through the placement of them. And how many are you going to put in your house? Like, let's say you have 5 bedrooms. Does each bedroom get one or is there just one? So that's kind of a thought you need to, kind of flush out also. Is like every room going to have one or just one main safe for the house?
Hosts, let's get real. Is your short-term rental truly protected? And no, we're not talking about air cover. That's not your insurance. It's Airbnb's. If you're relying on air cover or a standard homeowner's or landlord policy, you're leaving yourself exposed.
Exactly. Air cover only applies to Airbnb bookings, and you have no control over how claims are handled. You might be thinking, what about my homeowner's or landlord policy? Well, they're not designed for short-term rentals. That means guest caused damage, lost revenue, even liability claims could come out of your pocket.
But here's the solution, Proper Insurance. They offer one complete policy built specifically for short-term rental owners. It replaces inadequate homeowners or landlord coverage and gives you protection for property, liability, and even revenue loss if your rental is out of commission.
What we love about Proper is that they cover every booking, Airbnb, Vrbo, direct bookings, and even protect you during your personal use or vacancy period. Their expertise in short-term rentals mean they understand the unique risks you face as a host.
Don't wait until something happens to realize that you're not covered. Visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to schedule your free risk assessment today.
Click the link in our show notes or visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to get started. Proper Insurance will review your current policy, point out any gaps, and help you build a plan to protect your property and income.
How about backup key access? You know how much we love backups for our backups here at Thanks for Visiting. What if a guest locks the safe and forgets the code?
Not what if, when.
When they. You'll want to keep a backup key somewhere, quote unquote, on site or, depending on what your operations are at your office, at some place where you can, hidden but accessible. So either is your team going to come and save the day? Are you going to instruct the guest how to get the backup key to open it?
Yeah.
Consider
if their passport's in there, they got to get to the airport.
Right. What are you going to do when, like Annette said, when that happens?
Yeah, when I'm staying with you and I forget what my accommodation is. And next, again, this is for your team. What's the turnover process? Like, you're going to have to add safe inspection to your cleaning and turnover checklist. You're going to want to make sure that it's open, that the code is reset between guests, that your past guests didn't leave anything, because they are going to leave things in there. You know, people leave things behind all the time. We don't need to tell you that, whether it just be out in the open or in drawers. So, be prepared because they're going to leave really important stuff, phones, passports, money, medications, what have you, jewelry. So probably want to have your team. Maybe that's the first thing that they do is open and check the safe, make sure that nothing's left behind.
When Annette does leave her things behind in your rental, what is your procedure?
No, I don't leave them behind. I don't leave things. I just forgot the code. So there you go. I'm going to defend myself a little bit. I won't leave things behind, but I might forget the code.
Okay. So what happens when a guest, not Annette, but another guest, mm-hmm. forgets the items? They peace out. They forget. And this happens. Like, we actually had this conversation with Colleen, our COO here at Thanks for Visiting. She used to work at Marriott and Hilton hotels. And so she has a wealth of knowledge of what happens with safes. And she's like, you will not believe the large sums of money people leave behind, the weapons that are left behind, the medication that people leave behind that they need to stay healthy when they're traveling. So what are you going to do? What is your SOP or what is your checklist for when a guest tells you or the cleaning team finds it? Then what happens? Who should be contacted? How was the item secured until the return or dispose of the item, said item left? Mm-hmm. Whether law enforcement needs to be involved in specific cases. So just think about all these things, create your system and know.
And this is even if you don't have a safe. This is for any forgotten item.
Right, right.
Yeah. But we definitely think that a safe is a very thoughtful amenity, but it does come with these extra considerations, Valerie. So just like any other amenity you add to your property, you got to make sure you've thought about installation, the usage, communication, follow-up procedures. This might even be something I would reach out to my insurance company about. Just say, hey, I want to do a personal safe. Is there anything I need to know about installing it on my property, just to get their two thumbs up?
Wonderful question, Valerie. Thank you so much. Again, it's hostinghotline.com. Right now, go. You know you have a question in your head. No question is too silly. If it's about hosting, if it's about business, ask us. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Want to know our best kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR must-haves master list, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The must-haves master list is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE must-have master list by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best host didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.